What makes it different from a field?
It's smaller in the area, I guess. They're closer together, maybe. I don't know what.
And what are the kind of fences that you have around yards and gardens?
We have electric fences. You have a railing fence, some of it, some of the things. And
a little wooden fence. No, just for decoration.
Well, I didn't know the name of that thing, but I've forgotten it now. But most every house had them then, you know.
Right.
Maybe I'll think of it in a moment.
If you do.
Page fence, I believe.
What was it?
Page fence.
Okay. And what would you call the kind of fence that's made of twisted wire with sharp points?
Boy.
And
which I never had to deal with, but I've seen it.
Never did?
No.
Huh. My grandfather's farm had barbed wire
everywhere. Oh, yeah, everybody has barbed wire when they have a big farm. We had it, but I didn't have any dealings with it.
What would you call the kind of fence made of split rails that are laid zigzag?
Yeah, that's a rail fence, but I won't answer your question one.
No, not at all.
You mean the one like Abraham Lincoln's split?
Uh-huh.
Rail fence, they call it.
Right.
Somebody not too far from here has got one of those. We was driving out there and saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where, I've forgotten where it was at.
Gosh, there is one on Roxborough, right?
Oh, it's nearer than that.
Really?
Yeah, it was close by here, in this territory here somewhere. But it wasn't a huge, long one.
Mm-hmm.
But it was maybe 100 feet long and went back to the side of the house. It was in the lot where it was at.
I
believe it was on the off of La Vista Road, I'm not sure.
I'll see if I can see it, I like them.
Yeah, this real old-time rustic stuff is black as your hat.
Ah!
Been there a long time.
Yeah. Well, when you set up barbed wire fences, you have to dig holes for the
post.
And what would you call just one of them? A?
You mean a hole, a post?
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
And what would you call a fence or wall that's made of loose stone that you remove from a field?
Well, a rock wall or a granite rock. I mean, it wouldn't be a granite, but it's a loose rock. It'd be just a field stone rock or whatnot.
Okay. If you have a really nice tea set, you would say it's made out of what?
Silver?
No, I'm talking about the plates and stuff.
Oh, china?
Okay. And if you had an egg made out of the same material, what would you say? You'd say you had a
china egg, a nest egg, or you suppose when it was hen nest, you know, fully hen.
What did you do?
Put them in a hen nest to see hens go up to lay. Nothing in that nest, it probably wouldn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see another egg in there, you go in and lay an egg in there.
What would you call it?
Nest egg.
Nest egg? You'd fool them, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Somebody got fooled.
What would you use to carry water in?
Pail, maybe? Bucket?
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Well, both. Yeah. I have seen both.
Would it make
water
any
bucket,
difference?
They call it.
Water bucket?
Yeah.
Would it make any difference if it was metal or wood as to what you called it?
Well, I think you called it a bucket made out of wood and the pail made out of wood and the bucket made out of metal.
I see. Okay. What did you carry milk in?
Well, they had a jar most of them carried
it
in.
Mostly a jar?
Porcelain jar or something. We call it ceramic now, maybe.
How did you milk the cow?
Oh, by hand.
Mm-hmm. Into the jar?
Oh, no, into a bucket.
Into a bucket.
And then, let's go back to procedure. For instance, we start the milk in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
All the cows come in and they wash them off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they milk the milk from this cow into one bucket. Then they pour it through what they call a strainer
mm-hmm.
into a big can. They call that a setter. It was flat. And it had no flat-out tops, I think. And they strain the milk into that from each cow. And it was fixed with 2 or 3 layers of cloth and some other material in it, cotton, I think, and so forth and so on. Catch all the trash, you couldn't catch all the bacteria out of it. The only way you get back rid of bacteria is by heat.
Yeah.
And so it would do that when it would keep them having the trash and things in it.
Mm-hmm.